Welcome to Daily Divine Encounter from International Prayer House Chapel, Sunday, 17th April, 2022. Topic for today is, Don't Limit God. Our anchor scripture is Luke chapter 1 verse 37. With God, nothing will be impossible. The Bible says that energy is God's energy, an energy deep within you, God Himself willing and working. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. Often, the dream that won't let go of you and the challenge that consumes you is God willing and working in you. If you have the faith to answer His call, you will achieve things you never thought possible. Thomas Edison, from 1847 to 1931, was an American inventor and businessman. He said, "If we did all the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astonish ourselves." Don't let your background, your preconceived ideas, your present difficulties, your past failures, your self-doubt, or the opinions of others keep you from becoming all that God wants you to be. If it ain't broke, break it. Authors Robert J. Kregel and Lewis Putler write, "We don't have a clue as to what people's limits are. All the tests, stopwatches, and finish lines in the world can't measure human potential. When someone is pursuing their dream, they will go far beyond what seems to be their limitations. The potential that exists within us is limitless and largely untapped. When we think of limits, we create them. Israel did that. They limited God. They did not remember His power." Psalm 78 verse 41 to 42. As a result, they died in the wilderness. Sharon Wood, one of the first women to climb Mount Everest, said, "It wasn't a matter of physical strength, but inner strength. The conquest lay within our own mind. I had to penetrate those barriers of self-imposed limitation and get through to the good stuff, the stuff called potential, 90% of which are rarely used." The scripture, "With God, nothing will be impossible," is not just a nice sentiment. It is the absolute truth. This message was brought to you by our Lord and Master Jesus Christ through His humble servant, Reverend Alfred Echampong, founder of the International Prayer House Chapel. Let's pray. Say, Heavenly Father, my birth, circumstances, family heritage, city, and country of residence cannot stop me from becoming all that God has purposed that I become. For with my potential, I arise above every challenge to the fulfillment of my destiny. In Jesus' name.